I guess we're running. Good morning. This is Helen Goldberg. I'm at the home of Effie Green Goldberg. And we're here to talk about her father, Joe Green. Effie, where was your father born?
Philadelphia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was the date?
Oh, my God, Helen.
Well,
I'll guess.
Okay.
1898.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mother was born in 1900, so I figure he was 2 years.
2 years older.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Did he have any Jewish education that you know of?
I doubt it.
Oh, okay.
You mean, was he bar mitzvah?
Yeah.
I have no idea, but I would doubt it.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be a big help.
That's okay. And where were his parents born?
Okay. My mother was Hungarian, right?
Yeah.
But Dad.
And one was a Litvak.
Dad, I think they were Russian, weren't they, Pete?
Lithuania.
When they came over, the maiden name, their name was G-R-E-N, but they were told it wasn't an American enough, so it was changed to Green.
Oh.
That's the story I got.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Go on. Another question.
What was one of the first jobs your father had here in Wilmington?
Okay. First of all, he was a photographer at 307 Market Street. So
mm-hmm.
when I saw that article in the paper Sunday about 2nd Street,
yes.
all this came back because his studio was right there. It was on the second floor at 307 Market. And we were all Jewish around there. I wish I could remember some of the names. In fact, there was right downstairs was a hock shop. It was Ben Cohen. I used to call Mr. Chewing Gum Hank when I was little. And next door, there was a men's shop, and it was owned by twins. They're the parents of these twins. One of these twins married Milton Cohen. Did you know them?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, first he was a photographer
mm-hmm.
at 307 Market. And then he was a city councilman, and according, you have the figures
times,
on that.
Yes.
And that was in the third ward. We lived at 625 West 5th Street.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
Here it is. June 3rd, 1935. June 3rd, 1929. Oh, we're not going in sequence, but anyhow. And then I think one more year, 1927.
Well, I bet you 1927 is the year I remember he was first elected to council. Because one of the earliest memories, we lived at 625 West 5th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a baby. I was 2 years old in 27.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting on the maid, maid's
uh-huh.
lap. We
yeah.
always had a lady
of
in
course.
Those days. On the second floor, looking out the window, and they were carrying my father up the street on their shoulders. It was a victory parade.
Oh,
and
my.
I was a baby, and it frightened me. And that's why I remember, because I was scared.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it was happy.
Yes. Oh, that's
but that's one of my first memories.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, then after city council, he was elected to the state senate, and as the first Jew.
Yes.
I love these poems he wrote about every one of the senators. You ever read them?
No.
Oh, they're wonderful. You know, my brother Harold could write poetry too, and apparently he took it from my father. Look,
mm-hmm.
every one of those is about a senator who was in the state senate when Dad was there. I love the one about, he wrote about himself.
Okay, read that
one. He says, of them all, there is one I love best. good-natured, all smiles, and serene. He doesn't want much, mileage, boxing, and such. That's my best pal, Joseph B. Green.
Oh, cute. That's great.
He had a great sense of humor.
Sounds
he
like
loved
it.
People,
oh,
especially women. Always what? Tipped his hat as he walked down Market Street.
Oh.
And then he was a magistrate.
Okay.
You know, it was all politics with that.
Mm-hmm.
And
did he still have the business going, the photography?
Oh, no. Jeez, I remember I used to go into the studio. I used to help deliver the films. See, he developed the pictures for Eckerd's, and okay. They were all, and Rich's, do you remember Rich's drugstore?
Of course, B.O. Rich.
Yeah, and we used to deliver the...
That was Barney O. Rich.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We used to deliver the pictures up and down Market Street, and I must have seen every movie that ever played. Is it all right? I hear it.
Now, you said you saw every movie.
Yeah. Oh, the magistrate's office. Did I say that?
Yes.
It was at 921 Market Street on the second floor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I remember that.
Yeah.
Who was the secretary there?
I worked for Dad for a little while.
Oh, okay. It was when Gluckman came in that Mrs. Barsky, Frieda Hampf, became secretary.
Where, the magistrate's office?
Okay,
go ahead. See, the Barskys, Rose, Dolly Barsky, the daughter of Dr. Joe Barsky Sr., played a big part in my life.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I can remember Dolly and I used to sleep over each other's homes all the time. Mm-hmm. She was my best friend. And I can remember one night I was at their house and there was a knock at the door in the middle of the night. And I ran down, I was the only one that got up, I ran down, opened the door. In those days you did open the door on 8th and Franklin. And it was Dr. Barsky. He was he served in the reserves, I think.
Yes.
And he was home and didn't have a key to get in. They had a housekeeper because his wife was dead.
Mm-hmm.
But God, that was old. And here I am back in the same neighborhood.
Yes.
I've made a complete circle. We lived in Arden. I was married in Arden on the lawn.
Oh,
one other job Dad had that I remember, we used to call him a G-man because he was the superintendent of a brand new incinerator plant that they opened.
Oh,
so it was a garbage place. We called him a G-man. He that was another political plum.
Sure.
And he was a very good guy.
And campaigning for the state senator, that must have been interesting.
I don't remember. I was too young.
Oh.
Really.
What years exactly was
that? Let's see. He was a councilman in... Well, here, that picture.
That was 28.
1928, this testimonial dinner was given for him. By fellow Jewish citizens. It's the old Jewish Y, isn't it?
Yes.
Down in
Orange. Mm-hmm. That's the auditorium at Jason.
Okay, or French?
Fifth and French.
French, was it?
Yeah, sixth and French, actually. Yeah.
Well, I used to walk there from my house at Fifth and Madison.
Oh, mm-hmm.
In those days, you
no
walked.
No problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They should love to have this picture there, because I think of... I don't know.
When did your parents meet and where?
My mother's parents...
Tell me a little bit about your mother's parents.
Mother's maiden name was Solomon. Rosa Solomon was her mother. They had a grocery store down at 2nd and Jefferson. You know, I don't know much about their wedding or anything. We all lived in the same neighborhood. My father had two sisters, Vicki Rose and Molly Brown, and he had five brothers. I think the only one you probably knew was Sam. That's Alfred's father.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Green.
Yeah.
And then there was Johnny Green. He was the youngest.
Oh.
And there were three other brothers who died very young.
Okay.
Lou, Harry. They're all in the same cemetery here.
Mm.
And we all lived around 5th and Jefferson. I mean, all our houses were sort of within one block.
Neighborhood. Mm-hmm.
And we used to always have our seders together. Oh, you asked about... Yeah, we always had seders.
Uh-huh.
The brothers were all fat, and that's what all killed them all young. Because, I mean, their mother would pack oodles of sandwiches for their lunch when they went to work.
Mm.
Isn't that a pretty picture? I love that picture.
Oh, that's really great. Oh, that is.
Look at the mother.
Ah. And the father.
She was Pessa and he was Max.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah. And we all lived in the same neighborhood. But how mother and dad met, I don't know.
Do you know where her parents came from?
Yeah, mother was Litvak. Wait a minute. What was
Hungarian?
Hungarian. Yeah, that's right. Mother was a Hungarian. Yeah.
She must have been a good cook.
Oh, mother?
Yeah.
Yes, she was, with no recipes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, Dad had three children.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of grandchildren.
I'll be back shortly.
Okay. Let's see, Helen, what else can I tell you? I made these little notes, but not the...
How old was your father when he passed away?
Too young. He was, I think he was, had just turned 51.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible. All of the brothers died young, I'm telling you.
Yes,
because
yeah.
Their mother made them too many sandwiches and things. All that good food.
Yeah.
With the chicken fat.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, my mother was a young widow.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of anything else.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me turn it off altogether.